you know, it's just great to see y'all here. And aren't we excited about what's happening in Northwest Arkansas?
We are. What did you think of this hour-long ceremony?
I tell you what, it was such good quality. I could have gone 2 hours, you know. But what I'm saying is right here in Bentonville, Arkansas, in Northwest Arkansas, we've seen the best of the best. And to think that the family, Alice Walton, I've known for years, but I give credit to Alice. I told her the other day, she couldn't have done more, a better thing for her community, her state, and her country than Crystal Bridges. And I encourage everybody, you can start getting tickets after, I think, January now, but come see Crystal Bridges from around the world. So we got a lot to be thankful for. The good Lord has blessed us, right?
Absolutely.
Dick Campbell, thank you so much for your time. Senator John Bozeman, how are you, sir?
Hey, how are you? So good to see you.
Good to see you. You're a Benton County native.
Yes. Well, I grew up in Fort Smith.
That's right.
I've spent my working life here since 1977. So
long time resident.
A long time.
You remember when Bentonville was 6,000-7,000 people?
When I moved to Rogers, this was prior to the bypass. There was one stoplight in Rogers and none in Bentonville. And that's, you know, with all the traffic going through the town. So it is amazing.
So the 1976 version of John Bozeman would not have thought of a world-class art museum?
No, we were just grateful when we got a restaurant, yeah. But this is fabulous. And I think, you know, Kyle, if we were visiting 5-10 years from now, I don't think we can imagine, you know, how much this is going to mean to the area, you know.
What do you think? Is it possible to fathom what it might mean?
No, I just don't think we can comprehend. You know, it's going to mean tremendous development, all of the economic activity. But also, you know, I can remember growing up, and you see these paintings and things in books. And I did an externship in London. And so for the first time, you know, all the museums were free. I didn't have any money and just spent a lot of time, you know, going through those. And you see these works of art, you know, on the canvas, and it's a totally different experience. And you truly do learn to really appreciate, you know, what they are all about.
What does it mean to have this kind of art in our, basically in our own backyard?
Well, I think it's great. You know, it's so nice, you know, that people in mid-America now, they don't have to go to New York. They don't have to go out west. You know, they can come to, you know, a setting that they feel very comfortable with. But the facility itself, I've been watching this thing go up. But when you get over there and actually see the magnitude of it now and the stuff in place, it's almost overwhelming.
And you, of course, your office now in Washington, D.C., where you have the Smithsonian. Those are museums that are free to the public all the time. This one will be, too.
Yes, it will. You know, and the endowment and all of those kind of things. There's lots of holes in the wall in Washington in the Smithsonian's. Because many of these works were being loaned to them, you know, while they did this.
One of them, yes.
Exactly. So, you know, but yeah, you know, the idea that you can go in, and especially in the, you know, in the time that we're living now where the economy's so tough, but for a mom or a mom and dad, you know, to bring their family on a Sunday, you know, or a Saturday to come out and to go to a place like this really is very special.
All right, Senator, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you as always.
Appreciate it. And a Washington colleague of yours here, Congressman Womack, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. You've long been here in Benton County and Rogers. What are your thoughts about today?
Well, I've said this over and over, because I can't say it any better than this, and that is that in the life of a dynamic region anywhere in the world, over its lifetime, there are a few transformational moments, events that happen. And some happen by design and some happen by accident. And this is one of those transformational moments in the life of Northwest Arkansas. So we have now open in our community, in our region, a very well-respected, very high-profile institution of the arts that's going to introduce the region to still another group of people who maybe heretofore have never really even looked at the map and thought about what's special about Northwest Arkansas. There, and then today, I think very appropriately, connecting veterans to the event, because throughout all of what we've been able to do as a country, it has all been made possible, secured by the blood shed by the men and women in the service of our men and women in uniform who work every day to keep us free so that we can achieve these dreams.
Congresswoman, thank you so much.
You bet.
For your
thank
time.
You so much. You Good best. Luck to you.
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
And with us now on the Bentonville Square, Mike Malone, Executive Director of the Northwest Arkansas Council. How are you?
Great. Doing great.
So what'd you think?
Such an exciting day for Northwest Arkansas, an exciting day for Arkansas and for the country. I was glad to see all the speakers acknowledge that this is really a gift to the United States. It's a big day.
And you were telling us before we went on air that you actually were on your way to work and you just happened to stop by. So are you glad you did?
This was a can't-miss affair. I'm so glad I came by to see the crowd that came out and the enthusiasm on the Bentonville Square for this museum. It really is. We use the term transformative a lot, but this is one of those things that really is going to transform Northwest Arkansas and Arkansas in the image of our state all around the world.
Have you had a chance to tour the museum?
I have. Earlier this week, got to go through and was blown away. I had been through the museum during construction and seen it start to take shape. Even got to be inside the facility, but was there before drywall was even up.
Mm-hmm.
To see it finished, to see the glass bridges, to see the quality of the facility itself is amazing. Then you add on top of that the quality of the collection. And every corner you turn and every gallery that you walk in, you see a major work that you've either seen in a book or you've seen on TV, maybe seen in a collection somewhere else. But to realize that it's here in our community, in our region, just blows you away.
Did you have a favorite piece?
A favorite piece. I actually like the more modern mm-hmm. gallery. And I guess the piece, I wish I knew the name of it. I've got to get better at talking about the works. But the one that was a collection of the spools of thread
mm-hmm.
that if you looked at through the prism, mm-hmm. Created the Last Supper. It just the creativity that went into producing that piece and even imagining the piece and then the work to put it together just was incredible. So,
Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.